How are you? When I walked in, I could tell it was potluck Sunday. Something about the fried chicken and peach pie smell. That may not be on the menu, but that's what I'm discerning. So hopefully that keeps us awake for a few minutes. Why don't we pray and then we will read our Bibles together. God, we come to you and we thank you because you are good, because you love us. When we can come together as a community, as a family, we are reminded again of your love. You give us people that care about us. You haven't left us alone. When we smell delicious food, we're reminded of your love because you give us good things to eat. You give us laughter and enjoyment. You are good. And now, God, as we open this book, we're reminded that you love us enough to talk to us. So we ask that you would help us to listen to your voice. Open our hearts and our minds. Help me to explain what Jesus said well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you turn to Matthew 7, last week we started looking at a small little group of teachings that Jesus gave, and they're very short. And they're very strong. They're not short and sweet. They're short and strong. They are little tiny teachings that Jesus gave, and Matthew recorded them. I'm guessing that Jesus, you know, expounded on them a little bit more, and maybe Matthew just gave us, you know, the main thought from each one. But basically, these are tiny little teachings, and they pack a punch. They're very, very strong, but they're very straightforward. So talking about them doesn't really have to get complicated, and you'll see the messages last week. We looked at we should treat others the way we would want to be treated if we were in their place. It wasn't a complicated message. I looked at the time on the recording. It wasn't a long message, but it was, I don't know about you, but throughout the week, I was constantly reminded of that as I was, you know, with my family, with my wife, with my kids, with other people. It just kept coming back to my mind, how would I want to be treated if I was in their place? And it was quite an uncomfortable thought. So I hope you had a similar experience throughout the week. Today we're going to look at another teaching that Jesus gave. And as we do, what he's going to talk about is that we have to choose. And this for us is... It goes against our nature because we tend, just as humans, we tend to take the path of least resistance. We tend to just kind of go with the flow as much as possible. We would rather not put our foot down and say, no, against all odds, I'm going to go this way. We just kind of get carried along as we go through life. Not always, but for the most part, we tend to do whatever is the most comfortable in the moment. We tend to let other factors, external things, rather than a conscious decision, make the decision for us. I like nothing more better than to have to make a difficult decision, but then other factors come into play, and then I really don't have to decide. And I can, you know, look at my family and say, well, you know, we wanted to do that, but we couldn't because, well, you see what happened. It just kind of went with the flow. I didn't have to decide. I didn't have to make a hard decision. We let other things make our decisions for us. Things like, our desires in the moment, what I really, really want right now, I'll let that make the decision for me. And then I'll say later, what? I had to do it. I was starving. I know I shouldn't have eaten at McDonald's 15 times last week, but I was just really, really, really hungry. No, I'm nothing against if you did that last week. I'm not. That's not the application from this message. Sometimes we let our circumstances, you know, is the needs and demands of life, everything going on around us. It's like, well, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do this or if this is what I should have done with my day, but just everything kind of came together and the toilet broke and this happened and I had to go here and then I just, the circumstances of my life conspired to take me here and to make me do this with my time. We let the circumstances make the decisions for us. And many times, even though we don't admit this, because we like to think we're independent, you know, self-thinkers, I do what I want, we let other people's desires steer the course of our life and of our day and what we actually end up doing. We want to make other people happy and, you know, not create waves, so we let other people and circumstances and what we most want in the moment make our decisions for us. And if you've lived more than a few years, you know that if you go with the flow, eventually you end up making bad decisions and going down bad paths, and you wake up and say, why did I do this, and why did I go? I mean, I was, you know, kind of forced into it, but this isn't what I would have chosen for myself. If you think about your life, can you think of bad decisions you've made or bad paths you've gone down because you just kind of went with the flow, what other people wanted, what circumstances, where things took you? We don't just do that with our lives. We do it with our relationship with God. We go with the flow in our relationship with God. We take the path of least resistance many times, and many times we can be around God and around church and have enough of God in our lives to feel like we have, you know, some sort of connection, but we never make big decisions. We never make the big decision to follow Jesus, to repent and be baptized. It's easy to be around God for a long time without ever getting there. Or sometimes we make that decision and we say, you're my Lord, you're my Savior, I'm going to follow you. But then we never decide to really give ourselves to the kingdom, to really give ourselves to helping other people know God, to really give ourselves to our relationship with God, to seeking God. We kind of live the same life we would have lived if we weren't Christians, maybe a little, you know, more moral life, but we don't truly give ourselves to God. We don't decide where we're going to go and go there. We kind of let life just take us where we end up in our relationship with God. And when we go with the flow in our relationship with God and don't decide where we're going, what ends up happening is life gets in the way, and we end up much farther from God. Even those of us who, if you come to church regularly, even those of us who come to church regularly and have something of God around their lives, it's easy for us just to let life take us to a place where maybe we don't have a great, strong relationship with God. And Jesus is going to challenge us today in the teaching that we'll look at, that we should choose, instead of just letting life take us, going with the flow in our relationship with God, we should choose. We should choose what we want in our relationship with God. And the big idea from the text today, look at Matthew 7:13. The big idea is that you have to decide, and you will decide, between life and death. You will decide between life and death. You have to decide. You have to decide between life and death. If you go with the flow, you're going to end up deciding to choose death. You're going to choose death. But if you make a decision, if you decide, you can choose life. Read Matthew 7:13-14 with me. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Very, very simple, very direct, very straightforward. But look at what he's saying. He's saying there's two gates, there's two doors, there's two paths that you can go on in life. You're going to go down one or the other, and one will lead you to death, and one will lead you to life, and you have to decide between the two. You can't just go with the flow and end up where you want, where you would want to be in between the two. You have to decide between the two, and you can choose life. It's in your hands to choose life. You can do that. But he starts out on the negative side. So look at verse 13. There's the gate or the path of death, of destruction. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, the way is easy, that leads to destruction or death, and those who enter by it are many. He's saying, when he says it's wide, he's saying it's the most natural way to go. If you go with the flow, this is where you'll end up. You'll end up far from God. You'll even if you have a semblance of some God stuff around you, you'll end up far from God. It's easy to go down this path. Why? Because our sinful nature makes it easy. I'm naturally bent towards towards doing what I want to do and what I want to do because of I'm just like Adam and Eve before me. I want to rebel against God. I want to make my own decisions. The most natural thing for me to do is to decide to be the boss of my life and to live life on my terms and then do what I want. And by doing so, I will be rebelling against my Creator. That's the most natural thing. That's why the way is why that leads to destruction, at least that leads to death, because our flesh is predisposed to lead us away from God. And so I'm going to put me in my life, even after becoming a Christian, I'm going to put me in my life at the center of what's important for me, not the kingdom of God. I'm predisposed to put me at the center, to make my own decisions. That way is wide. He says, and it's easy. That way, you don't have to try to go down that way. That's where you're naturally going to go. You don't naturally fall into, even if you're a Christian, into a habit of reading the Bible and praying and seeking God every day. You don't naturally fall into a habit of talking about Jesus with other people. You don't naturally just decide, if you're not a Christian, to repent and be baptized and kind of fall in the baptistry. And how did that happen? No, naturally, we go away from all of that. That's the wide, that's the easy path, the one we get on without even trying to. And he says it leads to death, it leads to destruction. It leads to destruction in this life because as I make my own decisions and selfishly put myself at the center of my world, I end up hurting my body and my spirit. I end up making decisions that are not even in my best interest, even for me physically and not for me mentally and emotionally, and that are not the best decisions for the people around me. I hurt other people when I make my own decisions. But that's, I don't think that's the core of what Jesus is saying when he says the way that is the gate is easy, wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. I don't think he's just talking about this life. I think he's specifically and principally talking about eternal death. That when I go down that easy path, the wide path, I just make my own decisions. I kind of go with the flow in my relationship with God. I don't consciously decide where I want my relationship with God to be and go down that path. When I just go with the flow in my relationship with God, I end up at a place where for all of eternity, God's wrath is poured over me because I lived as the Lord of my life, as the sovereign King of my universe during my life, and I didn't live as if Jesus was Lord of my life. I didn't live as a Christ follower, and I deserve and will receive God's wrath for all of eternity. And look at how he ends that verse. Those who enter by it are many. Most people go with the flow in their relationship with God, and they end up far from God. People who never even get close to God because of that. Or they're kind of pulled close to God, but then they never make that decision to give themselves to Jesus. Or they make that decision, but then life just kind of pulls them away, and they end up much farther from God than even they were before they made the decision to follow Jesus. That's where most people go and where most people end up. And Jesus isn't saying that by way of saying, well, there's no hope. Most of y'all are going to end up there, so oh well. He's saying, don't be one of those many. You can be different than most. You can choose something different. You don't have to go with the flow in your relationship with God. And then he changes and he tells us, how do we avoid being part of those who just go with the flow in their relationship with God? In verse 14, he talks about the gate and the path of life. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. See, when he says the way is narrow, he's saying you're not just going to fall into this one. You're not going to get there by accident. You're not going to go with the flow in life and just let life take you where it will take you and end up close to God. That's not how it happens. You have to decide. You have to look for it. You have to choose that. You're not going to get there by accident. Why? Well, because the way is hard that leads to life. It's a narrow path. What is he saying? He's saying it's choosing that isn't going to come naturally to you. That there is nothing that comes naturally to you, to any of us to die to ourselves and make Jesus Lord. There's nothing that comes naturally to us that makes me say, I don't want to make my own decisions. I'll do whatever Jesus tells me to do. That doesn't come naturally to me. There's nothing that comes naturally to me to say, I want to make a public decision to repent and be baptized and put Jesus on as my Savior and Lord in front of all my family and friends and let them know that I've chosen this life and opened myself up to that kind of just the abuse that's going to happen. They're going to make fun of me. I'm going to be rejected by people. There's nothing that comes naturally to me that would make me do that. There's nothing that comes naturally to me that makes me say, I need to die to myself and become more like Jesus. I need to stop being like me. I need to bite my tongue when I'm about to explode in anger and pray that the Spirit will give me peace and self-control and goodness and kindness and patience. And there's nothing in me that says that's what I want to do. That's not an easy path. That's not where I'm naturally inclined. There's nothing in me that says I should be less selfish and more concerned with other people. There's nothing in me that says I should talk to other people about Jesus and help them come to know him, in spite of the fact that most people are going to reject that and most people aren't going to want to hear that. That's what I should give myself to. There's nothing in me that says I should get up early some mornings, most of the time not. I should get up early this morning and read the Bible and pray before I do anything else. And then when I go to bed, there's nothing in me that says, before I turn on the television and drift off to sleep, I should read my Bible and talk to God. There's nothing in me that says that. That's not the easy path. That's not the way that we're naturally inclined to go. He says it doesn't come naturally. It's a narrow, hard path. But then look what he says. It leads to life. It leads to life. It leads to abundant life in this life. What did Jesus say? I came so that they would have life and have it in abundance. It leads to us being able to be fully satisfied and happy in God and learn how that God and not things and God and not people and God and not experiences can truly satisfy us. It leads to an abundant life when I choose that path. It leads to me having a purpose. Helping other people know God. My purpose isn't just that my boys would grow up and be well-adjusted young men, not embarrass me. It's that they would know God and that they would become God's children. It gives us a purpose as we go through life. It leads us to being full of God's Spirit and having a living connection with the God of the universe inside of us. It leads us to have an abundant life in this life and an eternal life with God, being able to get to the point where sometimes we don't know we're there because it happens suddenly, but get to the point where we're one or two steps away from eternity and to have peace because I know that on the other side of that, I'm with God. I'm entering into life that truly is life. And look at what Jesus says at the end of it. Those who find it are few. There are few people who choose that path. There are few people who continue and persevere in that path. Most people won't. So if you go with the flow, go where life takes you, you're not going to end up there. If you look around and say, well, most people aren't going that way. That's right. Jesus said that's the way it's going to be. Most people won't. He's not saying, though, that few people find it. So the chances of you finding it are kind of, you know, close to none. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you be one of those few people. That's why he's saying this. He's pleading with us that we would choose life, that we would reject death, that we would choose life. And that's the application. That's the application from this, that you and I individually would choose life, that we would turn away from the path of destruction. Today, individually, in our relationship with God, not waiting for others to make the same decision and go down the same path, and I'll start reading my Bible every day when my wife does, or no, it's me today deciding to choose the path of life. Look at how he starts it out. He put the application at the beginning, and I had done this out in order, and then I realized this morning when I was looking over it, that goes at the end. That's the application. Look at how he starts it out in verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate. That's the command. He's saying, make a decision. Decide today, decide every day that you will enter by the narrow gate, that you won't let, that you won't just go with where you naturally end up in your relationship with God, but that you will choose to go against your flesh, that you will choose to go against everyone else around you, that you will choose to have a vibrant, real, true relationship with God. You have to choose. How do we enter into a relationship with God? We enter into a relationship with God by making a decision, by giving Him ourselves, by saying, I'm going to repent and be baptized and let You be the Lord of my life. And then we choose the narrow path every day after that by saying, I'm going to live close to God today. I'm going to let Him change me today. I'm going to ask myself, what is the sin that I have in my life today? I'm going to live as part of His family today. I'm gonna read the Bible and pray and seek God today. I'm gonna talk to other people about God today. I'm gonna choose that narrow path. I'm gonna continue and not walk away from it. So, a question: in which of these two paths are you right now? And if you're a Christian, ask yourself which path you're walking down, not which path you decided when you became a Christian, but which path you're actually walking on today. Are you giving yourself to following Jesus even now? And wherever you're at in that, well, choose life. So if you haven't made the decision to follow Jesus, if you've never repented Him and baptized and accepted Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, then do that. Make that decision. You're not going to just fall into it. It's not going to be natural at any time. Do that. And then if you already are on that path, continue. Give yourself more to following God, to seeking a deeper relationship with Him. Don't be content with where you are today, because that's just letting life take you where it's going to take you. No, choose today to grow closer to God and to represent Him to the people around you, and to be live like Jesus would live if He were in your life, living in your house, in your shoes. And I think this is why Jesus, when He says, those who enter by it are many, the path of destruction, the path of life, those who enter by it are few. I think those are words of pleading. I think those are words of pleading. And so I would plead with you today, and I plead with myself, choose life. Choose life. Choose life today. Give yourself to Jesus. If you're not a Christian yet, give yourself to Jesus. Repent and be baptized. Give yourself to Him. You'll be entering into the best life possible now and for all of eternity. And if you are a Christian, and maybe what you need to hear today is continue, persevere. Maybe you're doubting. Maybe you're thinking, I'm not sure this is all it was cracked up to be, or I'm not, and you're kind of on the fence, and or maybe you've kind of drifted away. And I would plead with you, choose life. Continue on the path that you chose when you became a Christian. You will never regret doing that. And maybe what you need to hear today is give yourself more to your relationship with God. Give yourself more to seeking God by being in His Word and talking with Him and talking to other people about Him. Do that. You're giving yourself to what is the best life possible in this life and for all of eternity. Wherever you are at in that path, make the decision today that God has put before you. Choose life. Don't just go with the flow in your relationship with God. Why don't we stand? We'll pray and then we'll sing together. Dear God, we come to You and we thank You because You are so very good. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for offering us life, in spite of the fact that when we just kind of go naturally where life and our flesh takes us, we end up far from You. But You give us the choice. You give us the ability and the option to choose life. So God, I pray that You would help us to hear Jesus' words, that we would choose life. I pray, God, that You would help those who have never made the decision to give themselves to You, to make that decision, to repent and be baptized. I pray that You would encourage those who are who are kind of weary and aren't sure that they're going to continue, and kind of drifting, that you would help them to choose life and draw near to you. And that you would help us all, God, every day this week, to choose to walk closely with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.